Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Q&A. On this week's episode, Kyle and I are taking on the game Hot Takes, where we debate hot topics, controversial topics, and opinions, and see whether or not we agree or disagree. With that being said,
I'm Q.
And I'm A.
And this
is Q&A.
Yep, so today we're playing Hot Takes. So we picked some cards out. And essentially, we're going to go over some potentially controversial opinions, things that people, you know, often agree and disagree on, and see where we stand on them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go first with mine. I was going to pick randomly. We each picked five.
Yep.
I'm going to randomly pick from my pile here and see where we start off. All right. So the first one, there will be a cure for cancer within our lifetime.
So well, Kyle, you go first. You go first on this.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
What about you?
I personally don't think there will ever be a cure for cancer.
I agree. Yeah. I don't think we will ever see one. I think what we will continue to see is ways that it will continue to make cancer more treatable.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll ever see a full cure for cancer.
I personally think there's just too much money to be made in cancer treatment and cancer drugs. Yep. That even if they had a cure, they would never release it. And personally, it's like, I kind of felt like I kind of always thought that, you know what I mean, for a while. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely say post-COVID, like after seeing what happened in COVID, especially with you know, the shot and everything like that, and how I felt like they were super sketchy about all that shit, that just made me not trust them even more. Like the pharma industry, like a lot of it is like big pharma is like big money, right?
Huge money.
And it's just not like they're not going to tank their primary source of income, because the moment they cure it, it's just over. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, cancer for some people can be a years long disease. You're treating it and raking in that insurance money. And, you know, if you're uninsured,
oh my God,
help your pockets. But they're raking in all that money.
Yeah.
Think about all the doctor's visits, all the medications you need.
Yeah.
If they could just give you a pill and have that cured, where's the money in that?
There's no money.
Think about it in terms of a business. You know, is it wrong?
Yeah.
100% totally morally
ethically
wrong.
Speaking, yeah.
Especially with all the money that gets donated from people towards cancer research.
Yes.
So I would like to know, I just find it hard to believe. I know that cancer, the way that the disease works, is very difficult.
Yeah, it's
so
super complex.
The way it replicates, and it is very difficult thing to deal with. But how long have people been donating now for cancer research? At least our entire lives. I mean, since we've been in elementary school, since my conscious thought has been here, it's been one of like the biggest things you see.
It's been
people
like billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars,
and some of the brightest scientific minds out there working on it. And you're gonna tell me that we're seemingly nowhere close, unless they're keeping it, you know, quiet.
Yeah,
seemingly nowhere close to a cure.
Yeah. No, see, I agree with that. I just don't. At the end of the day, it's like you would like to think these people are out for your own benefit, but at the end of the day, they're just out for your money. Like, and that's all it ever is. Cause it is a business, as much as it's supposed to be about healthcare and like treating people. Like, no one would treat anybody if it weren't for money. Maybe some people would, you know what I mean? But the large majority of people wouldn't be in it if there wasn't so much money to be made. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I don't know. To me, it just, I don't know. I just don't think that they would do it. But again, at the same time, it's like cancer is very complex. I remember when I took immunology in college, and my professor had us read this article about like kind of more recent cancer treatments and or stuff they're finding out about cancer and stuff like that. And it's just crazy how it is almost like, you know, it could be one way and then it just like somehow adapts and finds a way through that. And then it still tries to kill you. You know what I mean? Like, it's a very difficult thing to treat because it's really your own body fighting. It's masking itself as yourself, so your immune system doesn't attack it. But it's just super weird. Like, cancer is one of those weird things where, you know, maybe it hasn't been found. But at the end of the day, even with all that money doesn't mean anything if the knowledge isn't there. I could have given a caveman $1 billion. Yeah. Dollars. And if you didn't have a fucking microscope one or anything to observe anything with it. Or a lab, yeah, you can't do anything with it. So like if the knowledge isn't there, like if the answer isn't there, it doesn't matter how much money you give them.
Yep.
It won't make a difference. You know what I mean? So yeah. So we'll see. Maybe. We still got like me and Kyle, buddy, how we're like 30, maybe if we're lucky, we got 70 years left on this planet. yeah, Kyle's looking like he's already out the door. He's like, lucky. Oh dude, I'm like dying tomorrow. Yeah.
But would I love to see a cure for cancer? Absolutely. I think everyone would.
Yeah.
Do I think logically from what I've seen and from how I've seen our healthcare systems work? No, I don't think we'll see it.
I don't think so either. No, I agree.
So on that bright societal note,
very cheery.
You want to take it away with your first pick?
Yes, I'm going to mix it up and get it out in the open and see what I come up with. Posting selfies of just yourself is conceited.
Hmm. Okay.
So I'm a big believer in this statement is that a lot of times it depends. I think it depends on the person, one. I think it depends on the frequency, right, two. But just from a general standpoint, I do think it's conceited.
I agree.
Because 99% of the times I see it, it's not like a wholesome selfie, like, oh, I'm taking a selfie of me with somebody else or whatever, mm-hmm. and we're doing something. Yep. Or it's like me and my girlfriend, I guess I don't know if you call it a selfie if it's with somebody else. Is it a selfie? Or are we talking about just yourself?
I still call it a selfie, but I think the card is speaking about just yourself.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, if you're just posting, what, buddy?
I was just saying, I think that a selfie with other people, to me, that's just a picture.
Yeah, yeah. That is a picture that you had no one to take it, so you took it. Exactly. Yeah.
But when you take one of yourself, you're just sitting there, and you're thinking, I'm going to take a picture of myself.
Yeah.
It's extremely rare that I've ever taken a selfie of just myself.
No, I know. Sometimes I've taken maybe a selfie, but it's not like I put it out there. Like, it's more so for me to analyze how I look, or I'm like, oh, I didn't look that bad, or whatever. But I think the moment you post it, which is like what the card said.
Yep.
And then it just has a whole new meaning to it because you're just like, oh, look at me, or look what I just did.
Yep.
Or look at that. You know what I mean? And a lot of times those people post some caption to it that is almost seemingly just as, what's the word called if you're full of yourself?
Conceited.
Well, yeah, on the card. There's another word for being full of yourself, but it's just as full of yourself, basically.
Narcissistic,
yeah. Almost, as if, like, as you just posting itself. But then when you add in a caption and it's something about, oh, how you can do this or that, and you act like you're, like, motivational and you're, like, inspiring people and you're, like, this big shot person, it adds on a whole new, because you see that, too. There's that one lady in the East Fishkill Forums that does it all the time. And three people like her post because at the end of the day, people kind of tell, I think, if you're being genuine or, like, you're just completely disingenuous. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you always see, like, the captions are, like, a person's selfie of just them on the beach. And it's, like, the waves may break, but I don't, with the little arm flexing emoji or something stupid like that.
Uh-huh. Or the best ones are, like, maybe they're not a selfie, but it's someone took a picture of you.
Yes.
And you make the caption be something completely irrelevant, meanwhile your ass is hanging out.
Uh-huh.
Like that type
of
shit. No one's
reading the caption. You know no one's reading the caption.
Yeah, women do that.
Uh-huh.
Where it's like they put this lame-ass caption out there, but we all know why they posted it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They don't give a fuck about the caption. They just wanted the guys, their narcissism, in the statement they're making. You know, and men do that too, I'm sure, but I've seen it more from women in my lifetime than I have from dudes.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say, statistically speaking, more people want to look at women than dudes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like even women can appreciate a good-looking woman. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
Whereas I feel like most guys aren't going to be like, whoa, that's a good-looking dude.
I've seen dudes and I'm like, oh, that's a good-looking dude. Like if you're walking around and you see a handsome guy, you're like, that's a handsome guy.
I don't think I've ever really thought that when I saw a random dude.
I've thought that. Occasionally, you got to be like a very like outlandishly attractive person, and I like I'm just out of nowhere. I'm like, oh, that's a handsome dude. You know what I mean? But yeah, I don't know. So I think we agree on that statement. And again, it's kind of like what I was telling Christina or you at the table a second ago, like we're eating and like when people do the TikToks and I'm like, these people are adults. And it's like,
yes.
They're like, when you go, I just saw one and this person's like, when you go to Italy to find yourself, and then they're singing, they're dancing that song, it's hit him with the clink, hit him with the clink. And it's that people watching this will know what it is. It's kind of, I know, but people, people will know what I'm talking about because the person's in the frame and then they walk out of the frame and behind them, all these people follow them dancing along to the rhythm of the song.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. People will know what I'm talking about. Hit him with the clink. Hit him with the thing. It's some, I don't know what the fuck they're saying in the song, Kyle, but you go out of frame and then all these people follow you or whatever. And then this man she found in Italy who's handsome walks behind her. Now, do you think this chick, one, would have posted it if she didn't think she looked good in it, or two, if she didn't think the dude she was with looked good? She's not going to post it if she found some fat ass fuck.
She's not schlubby dude.
She's not going to be like, that. Look what I found in Italy. It's just Luke fat followers in the frame. So it's just shit like that rubs me the wrong way. But it's just it's like that with anything. Like people who think they're so self-important that they post themselves all the time. It doesn't even have to be a selfie for me. I'm sorry, it just doesn't.
No, it doesn't have to be just a selfie. But yeah, the TikToks and the Instagram reels are awful.
It's oozing toxicity. Yes. Oh my god.
And there are some, don't get me wrong, there are some that are funny.
Yeah.
Like there are some, like the things in, that's the one good thing about their system is their algorithms are very good. So that's why the things you're talking about, I don't see like any of that.
Yeah.
I see just like stupid like animal videos and like just stupid comedy things.
Come on, I'm not looking up like how to find a man in Italy. It just came up.
No, I know you're not. But, like, that's why I love my algorithm on Instagram. It just kind of knows everything I watch generally. I don't usually get like those trends. But every time I see someone post those trends, every time I do come across that, I'm like, why did you post this? Who is this for? Mm-hmm. Other than yourself, who is this for?
Yeah.
What gratification are you getting out of this?
Kyle, I have no clue. No, it's self-gratification. There's no other form. That's all it
is.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
God. Well, anyway, that's my card, Kyle. On to your next.
All right. Now, this is very relevant for our earlier excursions today to Subway. Using paper straws is pointless if you're still drinking from a plastic cup.
I'm gonna say, so we go to Subway and my biggest play is I'll go to Subway after Orange Theory. Like I maybe get Subway once every 2 weeks, so I'm there pretty frequently, I guess. But my one time they switched back to plastic because they used to have the classic green plastic straws, and then out of nowhere they switched to paper, and it's like that shit pisses me off. It's like if they were to shrink a paper towel tube to the diameter of a straw and you're sucking out of a paper towel tube and it starts to dissolve into the drink and it becomes soggy, and there's some of when the soda comes up through the paper product, it tastes different than when it's plastic. Also
then like the part of the straw you put your mouth on eventually gets like soggy too.
Yeah, from your saliva and you're sucking on it.
No paper straw has ever been made well. Anyone that's using paper straws in your restaurants or fast food chains, get rid of them. Everyone hates you. The turtles aren't thanking you. The turtles don't care. Do you know how extremely rare it is? Everyone points to that video of the turtle with the fucking straw stuck in its nose. Do you know the amount of things that have to line up perfectly
for
that turtle to get a straw stuck in its nose? The straw has to be facing the exact same direction as the turtle at the same exact time this turtle is swimming by and perfectly go into the nose unobstructed.
Oh my god.
Do I think that the amount of garbage we produce as a species and, you know, as a society
is terrible?
Yeah, it's awful.
Think how much garbage you produce in a week.
Oh my god, it's two of us living here. And it's two of you, dude. We take out the garbage at least once or twice a week, full bags plus recycling.
Where does it go? Like, that's what I always wonder. I'm like, landfills. But how is there a landfill big enough?
And then there's, you know, they chip out to the ocean too, and there's like the garbage island that's floating out there. But if you're going to have it's, and to me, it's just total, it's just total virtue signaling.
It is. People switch to
paper straws. Because then I look at their cup, the Subway cup, It's a giant plastic cup.
Only the large one.
It's only the large, yes.
But all the lids are plastic. All the
lids are plastic, but the cup is easily 20 times the size of the straw, uses significantly more plastic. There's places that have paper things that have like plastic bags.
Yeah.
Grocery stores. This is one that kills me too. They all switch to paper bags, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many bags in that store, Steven, are plastic? Think about all the items in that grocery store, all the different brands. Every time you buy a box of cereal, what's the bag inside of it?
Plastic.
You buy produce, what kind of bag are you putting it
plastic.
In? Plastic. You want to go and buy a bag of chips?
Plastic.
Foil or plastic? It's astounding to me where they drew the line that was like, this plastic okay.
The grocery store bags are just unacceptable.
Totally unacceptable.
It's just crazy to me. I don't know. But I do agree with your virtue signaling thing that is really like all it is like trying to look good for the sake of looking good. When in reality, I just fucking hate you more for it. Like, I'm not sitting there clapping for Subway. In fact, it makes me not want to buy a soda. I think there was one time I didn't even buy a soda because I don't want the fucking straw. And it's just like, if anything, you'd lose money from me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or Kyle, what about the thing that the fucking cookie came in today? I'm pretty sure that was a plastic derivative. It was a microwavable plastic.
Yep.
And it's a foot long cookie. It's a foot long of plastic.
Shout out to the Subway foot long cookie, though. You knew you were doing with that. That was good.
That's a $5 foot long.
Which is the only foot long at Subway these days. I
forget who posted it. I think you know who posted this the other day. It made me chuckle was Steve Selena.
Mm-hmm.
I swear she posted something, and I remember it because I was laughing because I was like, this is so true. Because you buy it, and it's like, did you see that? Because it's like, it's $15, and it used to be $5. Yeah.
What happened to my $5 foot long?
I know. I was a fucking fat child, and I wanted McDonald's more back when footlongs were $5. Mm-hmm. I never ate at Subway back during the $5 footlong days. But yeah, oh my God, Kyle. So true, though. But fuck plastic straw. I mean, paper straws.
We love you, plastic straws. Please, bring them back.
Come home. It's like that SpongeBob episode where it's like, Gary, come home. Gary. But it's like, plastic straw, come home. All right. Are you good with that one, buddy?
Yep.
Ooh. Women are kinder than men.
No.
No, well, anyway, onwards. No, it's definitely no.
Yeah, hard to disagree on that.
I'm going to be honest. And I think me and Kyle agree on this one. I think coming from, like, seeing the shit my sister has gone through. And Alyssa's very nice, as anyone who knows Alyssa knows. She could be kind of, like, mean to her own family. No offense, Lissy, not that you probably listen to this anyway, but you know, she has, like, you know, she kind of mean when she knows you, if she annoy her, but overall, like, she's super nice, right? And I remember in college, she had so many little issues with other girls at the school, and I remember think back to me, and it's like, even though, yeah, I had some dudes who I lived with who I wasn't big fans of, it's like we never had that level of issue. You know what I mean? And it's just crazy how catty and petty and mean some chicks are. And it's to each other.
And the extent of which they can hold a grudge to.
Yes, they don't let it go.
I know we're speaking generally here.
Yeah, it's not everybody. As a whole. But as a whole, that's what you see.
From my experience, I could not agree with you more.
Uh-huh.
Women are 100 times more likely to be catty, petty, hold grudges, and just nastier. But
they can be very nasty
to each other.
To each other.
I think that's the real kicker there. Is it's not so much a more general statement as it is to other women. Like when I look at a guy, like guys interacting with guys, if you get into an argument, it's usually over pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And it's pretty rare.
It lasts more than a day. It usually just is like you kind of get into an argument and it's like that's it. But it's not this like ongoing issue.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And then if you do have an issue with someone as a guy, and, you know, again, generally speaking here, you just kind of tend to avoid that person.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel as though so many women that I've met have been like, oh, I can't stand this person. I'm like, don't you say they're your friend? Like, then why do you keep hanging out with them?
Still hang out with them even though they bother you. Yeah.
Like, oh, I have so many issues. Like, so just stop talking to that person.
Yeah. And then it doesn't ever happen.
Yep.
Yeah. No, but yeah, again, I would say, but you know what's interesting though? I feel like for a generalized point of view, you could look at it that way with women,
mm-hmm.
but I also look at it like, let's compare the nature of a girl to a guy, right? I think women are generally kinder human beings than men. I really do think that from a general standpoint, I think a lot of them have a greater warmth to them. They're more emotionally, because they're more emotionally like open, you know what I mean? Whereas men mm-hmm. could be closed off and kind of cold, you know what I mean? So I think if you look at it from that respect, you know,
they're more nurturing.
Women have a very more nurturing thing, but at the same time,
it's a more genetic and biological trait though.
Yeah.
But I guess it depends on how we're looking at the context.
But I would say how women treat each other could be genetic and biological too, just based off of their emotional response to things. But you know, I think when I look at like women I know, especially like older people who are like married or their moms or whatever,
mm-hmm.
they most of them, if they're good ones, like, you know, I've met like not so great people, but uh-huh. like just like on both ends of the coin, men or women, right? But I'm just saying, like, most from what I've seen, and I am a big believer in this, the majority of women are kind and nurturing people, you know what I mean? And they have that vibe about them, you know. And versus men, the large majority of them are emotionally closed off, and they're kind of like cold, right? They don't entertain much conversation about things unless it's sports, you know what I mean? And
then where do I fit in? I don't talk about sports ever.
You're like in the middle. You're not sports, but I don't think you're as open as I am.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I feel like for me, like, I would fit in with the majority of women in terms of how outwardly emotional and kind and empathetic and like stuff like that. Like, I feel like I'm super in tune, and it's definitely not normal for a dude to be like that. Like, it's, and so in that respect, I think women are kinder than men.
Yeah, I think it depends on, like I said, how we're looking at the definition of the word kind.
Yeah.
So if we're looking at it in terms of being more nurturing and warm, 100%.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. But if we're looking at it in terms of more interactions.
Just a basic interaction.
Basic interactions. I would say that women have more tendency to be nasty.
They could be vicious.
I mean, look at even
same
just
with fights.
Of,
women that physically fight each other.
Those fights
are brutal. Like, they'll rip each other's hair out.
Guys,
like, it's
you'll punch each other a couple times, and it's like, all right, it's done.
Yeah.
Women, they're scratching.
Sure, they go for blood, man.
Hair.
They're like, yeah.
It's brutal. I remember in high school, these two girls got into a fight, ripped hair out of their heads. It was like all over the ground in the cafeteria. I was like, who does this? I was like, just throw a couple punches and call it a day.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. In terms of, you know, being warm and nurturing.
Yeah, definitely.
It's definitely women. But again, I think it kind of goes down to a more biological and in nature.
I would agree. Yeah. So, I don't know. Again, interesting hot take, as they would say.
Mm-hmm.
All right, buddy. Mm-hmm. You're up.
Immortality would be a good thing. I'm going to say no. I couldn't think of anything worse than living forever.
Yeah.
Especially if you're the only one that's immortal.
That's so true. I guess it's contextual.
Yeah, so I guess it depends on, for the sake of this, let's say that only you are immortal.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awful.
Oh, yeah, because you keep watching everyone you knew die.
Yep. And then even as you make, you know, new friends, new acquaintances, new people in your life, you're going to have to live with the fact that, well, in, you know, what, however many years, couple decades, they're going to die too. And I'm going to get to go through this all over again.
Yeah.
And then there's different ways to view immortality. Are you aging?
Yeah, if you're aging, I wouldn't want to live forever from perpetuity.
Because have you seen people that go past the age of 100? Most people that go over 100, not doing the best.
Like raisins.
Yeah. Like, a lot of them aren't doing the best. I don't know what it would even look like to go beyond that, but I wouldn't want that.
Yeah.
I think that would be terrible.
I think the oldest person ever lived was like 127 or something. Could you imagine living our lifetime over again after reaching 100? Like, you know how long that would be? That's a long fucking time. Like
an eternity.
Oh my God.
Well, I hope they had enough saved up in their retirement.
Yeah, I know. How do you live? It's funny that we think about that now. This shit I would have never thought about as a child. But now I'm like, well, I hope I... How would they survive financially?
God, if I have to make sure I save it up to live to 127 years old when I retire.
You would almost assuredly outlive your own children if you can live to 127.
Yeah.
If you had children at like 30 in your early to mid-30s, you would assuredly outlive them. Because the odds of them even passing 100 would be slim.
Not great.
Yeah, that would be an outlier scenario. But I... what is it? To have immortality, right? I think this is like the whole... I think there's so many things that are comparable to this. I think like it's similar to like if you had hundreds of millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
An unfathomable amount of money. You know, once you have the house and you have the car and you have the vacations and you've traveled and you've done everything, it literally is meaningless. Like, yep. You don't find any satisfaction in anything because you've been able to do it all and it doesn't mean anything. Like, part
without
of what
the threat of not threat but without, you know, death looming over your head,
mm-hmm.
What is there to life?
There's no deadline. Without a deadline, nothing gets done. Mm-hmm. And that's just the fact of it. It's like my online class. I get a year to do it, and it's like sometimes if it's a pain in the ass, I just let it keep going on and on and on. I don't get it done. And in a way, it's bad because if it gave me a month and I spent $405 on that class, you bet your ass I'm going to do everything in my power to get that class done.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got a whole year, you're just like, whatever, it'll get done. Whatever, it'll get done. You know what I mean? It never gets done. And so I feel like life, if you were to live infinitely, productivity is inversely related to that, right?
But also, you had mentioned like once you do everything, what else is there to do?
Yeah, when it get, yeah.
Once you hit that point, what's the point anymore?
There's no point because there would be nothing else for you to do.
Yeah.
I think the part of life that makes life meaningful is knowing that, like, you have only a set amount of time on this earth, and you're like, I want to get this done. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Or you want to do this before you don't have the time or the physical capability to do it anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And in terms of immortality, when you think about it, how would that work? If someone tried to shoot you in the head, are you now going to have to live with brain damage, or is your brain healing?
I'd like to think I'd heal and the hole would just go right, just, and like regrow, and I'd be like
Deadpool
fine,
or
like,
some like superhero.
Yeah, like you can't kill me.
Okay.
That'd be crazy. Can you imagine when brain dead and you had
that's
to keep
how
living?
I would make all my money, dude. If I could regenerate, if I was immortal, I would just sell myself out like a sideshow thing. Like, try shooting this guy in the head and see what happens. Oh, I'm fine.
There's some sick-ass people signing up to do this, man.
Be like, but you know what? I guarantee you there's some people that would.
People would totally do that.
Yeah,
I couldn't do sure. it. Even if I knew you'd survive, I don't think I could shoot you in the head. It's like creepy. I don't know.
I don't know.
Kyle's like, I'd shoot if you I in saw, the fucking head.
If I saw other people do it and had proof
survive,
that it worked.
Then you'd do it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But if I was going to be the first one to try that, I'd be like, hell no. No way.
Can you imagine you were wrong and the dude was fucking dead bleeding out on the ground? He told me he was immortal.
He said.
He told me to shoot him. I spent $5 to do this.
$5. I'd like to think I would charge like, at least like $100.
It's like the rock climbing wall at the fair where it's like you climb this really hard wall with a $100 gift card.
Or like the weight guesser.
You shoot and kill me, I'll give you $100. Actually dies when you shoot him. And it's like, where's my $100 gift card?
Oh my God.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
But let's also look at it for a minute in terms of if everyone one day was immortal.
Well, we'd have to have people stop having babies because
you could never have a kid again, and I guess everyone would have to be stuck at the age they were currently at.
Yeah.
That would be awful.
Yeah. Okay, we just feel like stagnant, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, you can't keep having kids. The planet wouldn't survive. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That'd be terrible.
That would be bad.
So I think that no matter what way you look at it, as much as the idea of like death can scare people, it really is what makes being, you know, a living being special.
Yeah.
and kind of what makes the time you do have worth it.
Yeah.
Because without that, you could do all these cool things, but what does it mean?
It doesn't mean anything. It means some in the moment.
Yeah.
But the need that you probably wouldn't end up doing anything because you would think, I always have tomorrow. And I think a lot of people even do that. Even though time isn't infinite, a lot of things people do with like New Year's resolution. We were talking about that in the past episode. It's like, you know, life isn't infinite and you know, like your physical well-being isn't forever. And like you can go do this or that, or that, and people still are always saying, I'll do it tomorrow. And then eventually it's a year has gone by again and you never do what you said you're going to do.
Yeah. I mean, I'm guilty of doing stuff like that too. There's things that I'm like, oh, that'd be really cool to do. I'll do it like next year or whatever. Like certain, like, oh, I want that to be a fun vacation. Like when someone like says something like, oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'll eventually do that.
Yeah.
But, like the longer time goes by, you know, we aren't immortal. Yeah. At some point I'm going to miss that, you know, miss that boat if I don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, would I think it'd be cool to go to like some of the countries in Europe on something on vacation?
Yeah. That's something I definitely want to do before I have a kid. I just don't want to lug a kid around Europe. Yeah.
But I keep thinking to myself like, oh, I could just do that another time.
And then, but then
eventually it's just going to be like, well, when is that time at this point?
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's true. All right. On for the next one.
Yep.
All right, I think this relates, so there's a good one, but time is a construct.
Ooh, that is a good one. I think time is for sure just a man-made construct.
Yeah.
Look at how animals perceive things. It's totally different than how we do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even the definitions of time, seconds, minutes, hours.
Like we made that
days,
up.
Days, weeks, even, you know, months, years even.
Mm-hmm.
We made all that up.
Yeah.
Based on how the earth spins around the sun. So like what it's based off of isn't necessarily a construct, but the way that we look at it, I would say, is very much a construct in its pure essence.
I agree. Well, you know what's weird? Like how we make it up is definitely constructed, right? Yeah. But like, because really time could be anything we want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's still passing. Whatever this is, time, your lifetime, your lifespan is always moving at a constant rate. The aging is constant, no matter what you want to call it or what time frame you want to use. Just like how they say like a day on Earth is different than a day on Mars or a day on Jupiter. You know what I mean? And shit like that. Like, so a day, the meaning of a day changes.
But what you got to think of in that is, say we did live on Mars, we would still be aging at the same rate.
No, but so this is my question here. Is that the weirdest thing about time, right? If we go really deep into this, past the construct part, is the whole theory of like if you're traveling at the speed of light and you came back, that
everyone you know would be dead.
Everyone would be dead.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I don't know. Is it that they would be dead, or like how much time would elapse on Earth if you went a light year away and came back?
One light year? I'm not positive. Top of my head, I don't know, but you're going to look it up?
I almost want to look it up because it up, I'm like...
Everything that I remember is that you would be dead.
So I'm typing in how much time on Earth
goes by in a light year.
Would elapse during a light year. At 99.99999% of the speed of light for a year, more than 2,000 years would pass on Earth.
There we go.
The point is, the closer you get to speed of light, the more time dilation is experienced.
And that is something that they were able to prove with, you know, that experiment where they took the clocks on the planes.
Oh, and they saw, like, and then they probably just were, like, amplified,
you know,
it.
By milliseconds off.
Yeah.
But that's just on a plane.
Yeah.
Imagine speed of light, like.
And they might have done that speed of sound or something. I don't know.
Yeah. But right, either way, like, everyone would be dead.
Yeah, but you know what's...
And you would still come back and you'd be 1 year older.
But you know what's so crazy? Yeah, so if you traveled for an entire year at the speed of light and you came back, it would be 2,000 years. We'd be in the year 4,024 if you left today and you went away for a year. But the weird part about that, I think if you went away at this point for a year, I think when you came back, humans wouldn't exist anymore.
You're probably not
I think wrong. There's a possibility it would be nothing.
I think there's a strong chance that,
yeah,
for one reason or another, we won't be here in 2,000 years.
Yeah. But you know what's so crazy is that, like, I don't understand that. You know what I mean? Like, the idea that that even exists, like, something like that makes no sense.
What, the speed of light like that?
Makes no sense.
Time dilation?
Makes no sense. Yeah, no. I don't get how that's possible. I'm sure, I know there's a way to explain why it's possible, but I think the fact, I'm just saying the fact, yeah, that that exists is weird. It's a lot to
comprehend.
And to me, I'm like, all right, well, you're traveling, so time got warped. You know what I mean? But you didn't age 2,000 mm-hmm. years, but yet the people that were there did.
Which is a reason that I don't think we'll ever be able to travel the speed of light.
But you can never travel to some other place in the galaxy and make it back alive.
Exactly.
Like, you would, but no, it would be a different day and time.
I was saying, like, we would never know.
You would never know, but that they makes me believe.
Shoot a rocket up right now,
yeah,
with someone on it and say, we just sent them up at the speed of light.
Uh-huh.
They could never prove that. We won't be alive in 2,000 years when they get back.
Well, they could shoot the rocket up at the speed of light, but if it doesn't travel for a year, then 2,000 years wouldn't go by.
What do you mean? I'm saying they could tell us. Like, you could see on the news tomorrow, NASA shoots rocket up claiming it's the speed of light.
But let's say you travel to
there's no way for them to prove it because no one would ever get back.
No, I'm saying, like, if you travel to the moon isn't a light year away.
Yeah.
So if you traveled to somewhere that's close and came back, mm-hmm. it wouldn't take you a full year. You're moving at the speed of light. So time in theory, more time would have elapsed. Maybe like a few weeks would have elapsed on Earth, but it wouldn't be 2,000 years. That's what I'm trying to get at. You'd have to be literally traveling for a year straight and come back and be 2,000 years later.
Yeah.
So if you went to the moon and back in the speed of light,
that's true.
Like, you could, yeah.
It'd still be a little while.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
I think that's really weird. But anyway, yeah. So time in and of itself is kind of odd to me. Because,
But that's in a way, like, almost, that kind of time dilation is in a way almost time travel, if you really think about it.
Yeah.
That also brings up, could you ever travel to the past? No, I don't think so.
I don't. How would you?
I don't see any scientific
Someone would be here would today.
Have to, yeah.
We would have seen it because someone would have done it in the future.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Well, there's that one guy on TikTok that claims he's from...
Is it really?
Whatever year with video evidence. Well, he's so stupid.
Have you ever seen... There are some weird pictures people have shown online. Or that video. There's like that Charlie Chaplin video and this guy walks through the film and it looks like he's talking on a cell phone. And it's weird.
Hmm.
And it wouldn't make sense how he was talking on a cell phone.
Yeah.
Because who the fuck... There's no cell towers.
It couldn't work. It physically couldn't work.
Yeah, so it doesn't make any sense, but, like, it's weird that... Or there's been people, like I think when JFK was around, like, the JFK assassination or something like that, or, like, certain pictures of someone that looked like they had a phone. And it's weird. But it's like, what was it they were holding? You know what I mean? Like, what looked like that back then? So there are some instances where it is a little weird. You know what I mean? Okay. Bless you. But it doesn't make any sense. Oh, my God, buddy. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know, my allergies are, like, acted up all of a sudden.
Yeah, Kyle weird, grows man. Dandelions upstairs.
I must. I don't know where they are, where they're hiding, but Jesus.
All right, buddy. So, all right. So I think we're good with that. So oh my God, Kyle, we're in the middle of a damn podcast.
God, I know. What the hell? Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers should not give homework.
I'm
going to let you take this first.
So I agree. Sometimes there's no choice. Like, you really do. You're on a deadline. You're trying to, like, you're on your own deadline, really, but you're trying to get somewhere. Maybe you want to finish some before a break or whatever. And it's like, I need you to complete this. You know what I mean? Like, this needs to get done some way or another. So this is what I'm assigning you. But in my class, I rule by this where I only give classwork. You know what I mean? I once in a blue moon give something that needs to be complete for homework because we just didn't have the time. You know, but I'm a big classwork person. And I say this every year to my students because a lot of them work, like a ton of them work. They work or they have siblings they have to watch after, or they're helping their families, right? And then, or what is it? Or they're just kids, man. They're just having a life, and they're kids, and maybe they're on a sports team or whatever. And in my opinion, it's like when you're in school, you should just give it your best. Not that they do, but then, you know, you're still a kid. You have the rest of your life to work. I'm not out here trying to waste your time when you could go be being a kid. You know what I mean? Because there's going to be plenty of time where you're working and shit like that. So just go enjoy your life. Go play the sport you want. Go get a job and make money if you want. Go help your family if they need the help. But I'm not here to stress you out more than you need to be. And to be honest, I think homework is stupid because kids that are going to do it are going to do it. The kids that don't get it are going to cheat. You know, kids that don't give a fuck are not going to do it, or who don't get it aren't going to do it. And in my opinion, by doing it in class, kids can work with their friends. You know what I mean? So it's a little bit more enjoyable than doing it on your own. But also, if they have questions, I'm literally walking around. I can't tell you how many times I give it classwork, because that's how I predominantly run my class. And they're completely fucking lost. They have no clue what they're doing. And I'm like, this is good I did this. And I tell them, because if we didn't do this here, I said, if you went home, you would just be reinforcing the wrong thing over and over and over again. But
or
the
just
fact
sitting there stressing yourself out because you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, or being stressed out and not knowing what you're doing. So to me, I think in high school wise, I'm not a big believer in homework. Every once in a while is one thing, but it shouldn't be your everyday thing with, oh, every once in a while there's no homework, you know, which is what I felt like growing up was like, was always homework every day. Except for that one day every once in a while there's no homework.
That's exactly what growing up was like. Yeah. It was always, here's your nightly homework. Yeah. Do it and bring
it in. Every night you needed homework.
Every single night. In every class, too.
Yep.
It wasn't just, you know, outside of elementary school where it's just one class. Once you got to middle school and high school, it was every teacher is assigning you homework.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just what it was.
Yeah.
And it was nice on the day that the teachers were like, oh, you don't get anything today.
Yeah, there wouldn't be, there'd randomly not be a homework assignment. You're like, oh my God, I could actually go outside or like do this. Or like, yeah.
I could actually be a kid. But I completely agree. I think that doing things with the teacher there to help is the only way that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like my sister, she had a math teacher. I don't know if it was this year or a couple of years ago, whatever. That just, Juliet wasn't getting the math homework. Like, she was struggling with it, didn't understand, whatever on it. Her teacher, I shit you not, when asked for extra help.
This is the teacher that accused you of cheating, right?
It sure is. It's the same teacher that accused yes. me of cheating on a test because I wasn't the best in that one class.
Uh-huh.
Never had issues in math. Geometry was the one thing. Geometry is stupid math.
Uh-huh.
Hated that class. Still did okay. But the one test I did very well on, the teacher accused me of cheating on this test from my girlfriend, who sat behind me, who I could physically not see her paper.
You'd have to like legitimately turn around. It'd be impossible for her.
She would either have to be speaking the answers out loud to me, audibly, or, because this is before like, you know, we had cell phones, but this was back when in schools, even the sight of a cell phone
no one really had their cell
massive.
Phone out. Yeah.
Like, it was a huge thing. If you had your cell phone out, teacher was confiscating it and putting it in their desk drawer and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So no one was doing that. I literally would have had to have the neck of an owl where I could 180 my head. Or gotten up and looked at her paper.
Yeah.
While she was sitting right there.
That's crazy she accused you of that.
So same teacher. Now my sister asked for extra help. Her response? Go look it up on YouTube. What kind of teacher is that? That's a joke. Yeah, YouTube can help. But when you have a student that's like actually asking you for help, with the way kids are these days, you should just be grateful that someone's actually asking you for your expert help.
Yeah, I know.
Instead of just copying off someone else or just bullshitting their way through it.
No, I know. I know. It's nice that she's having trouble. You need, at the end of the day, you need a lot of patience to be a teacher. I don't think every teacher has that patience. You know what I mean? To have to keep saying it over and over and over again. I could speak confidently from the level of, I teach lower level chemistry. and these kids struggle. So not all of them, but a decent portion of them. And it's like you are continually trying to think of different ways of how to say it. And it, sometimes it gets frustrating. I'm going to be honest. It is extremely frustrating at times because it's like, it's like no matter what you say, it just doesn't make sense still. And you're like, I cannot literally, unless you want me to do it for you, I cannot help you more than this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that is frustrating. But at the end of the day, your job is to try to pivot and like try to put in the correct scaffolding so like these kids can figure it out for themselves. You know what I mean? And you need a lot of patience, especially if you don't want to give the answer. I don't never give the answer. So like I'm very good at like doing the question. Like I question them to get them closer to the answer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that makes total sense.
Yeah. And that makes sense. But yeah, I don't know. But
I also think that you need to have time as a kid away from school. You're going to spend how much of your life working? 40 plus years of your life working.
Yeah.
Why can't you just let kids be kids?
No, I know.
Why do kids have to be constantly doing stuff?
I mean, I don't think they really get anything out of it.
They don't. I could tell you right now, I didn't get anything out of homework being a kid.
I'm going to be honest. Well, Colin, we were more focused back then. I'm telling you right now, the kids of today, unless their parent is like on top of their ass, they are not focusing long enough to do 2 hours of homework every night. They're not.
No.
They're not. So it just, they're going to give you like shit work or whatever, you know? And again, that's why
I got anything out of it. I did focus on doing the homework.
Yeah.
And I felt like it didn't help me. I didn't think it made me understand any of the material any better.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, just made me dislike school more because, oh, I just spent 8 hours of my day at school or however long we were there.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go home and I'm going to do my homework.
Mm-hmm.
Going to do more school. In addition to having to study for whatever test is coming up.
Yeah.
That just adds on top of it.
That sucked. Yeah. Back when you would have like numerous tests the next day and you had homework and it's just like, this is awful.
And the worst, and I guess it depends how your school is like laid out. The worst was when I didn't notice it so much in high school, but middle school when everyone was on teams.
Oh, yeah.
So all the teachers, you had all the same teachers, just maybe in a different order for the day.
Yeah.
They wouldn't care about what the other one was doing, like what the other teachers on the team were doing. So one teacher could be giving like this huge assignment and the other teachers would just do the same thing or have a test. And the students, I remember kids would be like, we have a lot going on for that class. Can we like postpone this a little bit? The teacher's like, no, sorry. I'm like, we're in middle school at the time.
I know.
Like, take it easy. Maybe just talk to the other teachers and be like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this now. Can we?
I think I'm going to
be a little easier on the kids.
I think these days it's a little bit different. I do think a lot more teachers have my mentality. Especially you just got to look at the student you're working with these days. But there are still some teachers that are absolute paper pushers to a T, and it's just not effective in my opinion. So,
no, it's not.
Yeah. But anyway, buddy, what's your next card? You're on card 4?
No, it's your turn.
Wait. Oh, that was you. I forgot you were the one that said that because it related more to me. Yep. So I was like, what is it? People who grew up with social media will have less interpersonal communication skills.
100%. And it's already happened. I see it on a daily basis.
Yeah, this is actually directly related to kind of like the school topic too, because this is like what I see every day. And it's amazing what like when I tell like I tell my students that it is legitimately impossible to make me uncomfortable because of what I've dealt with at work. Like some of the interactions I've had with students because of their just complete lack of social, like their social personal communication skills or whatever has made me like, I could be in public and I do not feel awkward easily just because you see some stuff. You're like, wow, that's just crazy. That just happened. You know?
Yeah, social media has, especially in the past couple of years, really been detrimental for society.
Yes.
As a whole. I always thought, you know, every generation has said about the generation or two behind them, like, oh, it's going to be scary when they're running things. I always thought that was a little dumb to think.
I think it is. I think everyone, every generation previously will always think they're better, but I think it was a little over exaggerated.
I think this is an extreme scenario.
Gen Z is like, yeah, Gen Z is like a little bit off. Where does
Gen Z end?
I don't know the exact year, but Gen Alpha, I think, is what the new one is coming up.
Well, Gen Z's.
Juliet, I think, is Gen Alpha, technically. My sister, she's 15.
Is she considered
that? I think she's considered Gen Alpha.
But she was born previous to 2010.
Hold on. Let me see. I'm going to look it up real quick while we're talking. But my point is...
they're fucked.
Gen Z is scary enough. When I think of like Gen Alpha, though, terrifying. Because it just keeps getting worse.
It does. We were actually having this conversation at the food court today over Auntie Anne pretzels.
Yes.
And how we refuse to give our kids technology longer than when our parents gave us technology, because the capabilities of technology have changed so much.
So much different.
Like,
nowadays.
Where you can only really like call, or you had to pay for text. You know what I mean? It was just different. Phones were really just an emergency type thing. And now, like I kind of just say, I'm not giving my kid a phone until their senior year of high school. I mean, senior, oh my God, what am I saying? Freshman year of high school, like when they go into high school. And even then, they're not getting social media capabilities at all. You know, because these kids are so ingrained in Snapchat, TikToks, Instagram.
Real quick, Gen Alpha is, so they don't have an exact date range on it yet, but they consider it, as of now, it's kind of agreed on early 2010s to present.
Early 2010. So
approximately 0 to 11 to 12 years old.
Early 2010s to present. Yeah, see, that's what I mean. So none of my students are Gen Alpha.
No, but I have seen some of the lingo and stuff and like the things they watch on YouTube. It's wild. It's weird.
I'm just saying, like, they're just dissolved in it. And they have zero ability to focus. So they never end up learning anything. They like, well, they can't commit.
Of course
commit.
They don't have ability to focus. Look at their version of entertainment.
Yeah, no,
their
I know.
Their version of entertainment is like 5 to 10 second video clips that just produce a rush of serotonin to the brain with every swipe of the video. Uh-huh. It's actually concerning.
I know. I'm so happy I didn't have that as a kid, because I think I wouldn't be much better. I'm going to be honest. I think it would have fucked
me
up a
bit. No, it's not their fault. It's
no, I know.
The fault of what we have done as a society, where you put in front of the kids, like,
well, the kids these days are the iPad kids, because the kids I teach, I was having this conversation with one of my students the other day. He was 6 years old when I was a junior in high school, which makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah,
because he's a junior. I said, dude, when I was in your grade, you were 6 years old. And he was like, and I was like, yeah,
that is so weird.
And I'm like, that's weird. But you know, I remember being that age, and you saw that's when you had the iPads and stuff like that, and the iPhone stuff, and these kids were starting to being given this, and you'd see the asshole kid at the grocery store or whatever, like, acting up, and the parent would just be like, here's your iPad, or you started seeing people at dinner with the iPads. You know what I mean? And it's just like, to me, it's like, now they are of high school age, those original people, and you see them. And not only were those iPad generation kids, like, now teenagers, they're not only iPad generation, they're the post-COVID generation, and they're the kids that got, they were fucked up before, doubly they're the kids that got double downed on by COVID. So like, not, they're just so stunted, it like socially, emotionally, academically. And this isn't all of them. I've met some kids that are like outstanding students, like they would have been fine even 10 years ago, but they are like legitimately like maybe one or two a year. And I teach over 100 different students every year. It has to be maybe two students a year where I'm like, that kid really has their shit together. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It is not common at all. You know what I mean? So,
well, we had, you know, I think our generation had the perfect balance.
We said that in one other podcast.
I'm sure we did, but I'll reiterate it to everyone
again. I will say till I die
that the best age range are the ones of us that grew up with technology, but not social media and smartphones. Like, that came after we were still in the formative years, but late enough into that where it didn't become our entire personality, and we know how to function outside of it.
Yeah.
like we had phones, but they weren't smartphones. They were the little ones that you know, you gotta press the button multiple times per letter. Normal phone. Only thing you could do on it was play like Snake or Blackjack.
Yeah.
And that was great.
I know. Well, see, that's the thing.
We had video games, but we didn't have, you know, we had Xbox Live a few years later on.
That got a little addicting. I remember being up till 3 a.m. playing Call of Duty.
But that was still social, though.
But we were chatting and stuff, so you were still hanging out.
It was less about the game and more of...
Like, you wouldn't be playing it.
We couldn't drive yet because we were kids.
Yeah.
So that's how we talked to each other.
And you wouldn't really be playing it for that long if, one, you could go places, but also, two, if you couldn't actually talk with your friends.
Or, yeah, or if we were hanging out together in person, we did other things.
Yeah.
So, like... I don't know. I feel like now kids don't even want to hang out in person half the time.
Yeah.
It's just a weird dynamic.
No, they don't hang out. Kids get,
like, anxious every time a phone rings nowadays.
Yeah. Dude, I literally will ask my students, because some of them are friends, and I'll be like, they're friends, but you never hear that they hang out with each other outside of class. And then when I ask them, what did you do over the weekend or over break or whatever? They're like, nothing, or they worked. No one ever says they hang out with their friend or they hung out with this person. I never, ever hear kids say that. And some of these kids act like they're really great friends. Yet, you never hear them talking about doing anything with each other outside of school. Anything. They don't do anything. So, it's startling to me that, like, they're fine. And it's like, in a world that's so connected, they've never been so disconnected from reality. And... in a world that's filled with social media, they're the most antisocial people ever, and they just don't know how they're missing. They don't have these deep relationships with each other anymore, and I think a lot of them are depressed and anxious because they are lonelier than ever. I would predict that this generation has the least ability to focus. They have the lowest self-esteem.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
And there's been studies that show that. People are significantly lonelier nowadays than they were, you know, 10 years ago. And it just keeps getting worse and worse.
Yeah, the greater I was watching this video, it's like the more something you have, the less of something, the less of it you really do. Like the more, what was it? One was that being socially connected, but having the least amount of feeling the loneliest ever. And then the other one was, oh my God, what was the other one? It's like you have most of you have that, or I kind of forget. But there was another example of that where you have too much of something. Oh, the more options you have, the less freedom of choice you have.
Oh, yeah.
You spend so much time wondering what to get and not actually knowing what to do. Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing. So stuff you would think would have helped actually inhibits.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah. So I don't know. It's crazy, but they need a lot of work. That's all I'm saying.
Well, hopefully you could turn around at some point.
Hoping the next generation sees what became of this one is like, we got to put stronger parameters on our children. You know what I mean? I'm hoping with any ounce of sanity, a good portion of people are like, I can't have my kid turn out like this. You know what I mean? Because that one generation screwed. And I think they could be screwed forever.
That generation, those one or two generations, Z and then Alpha, are going to be the ones running the world at some point.
But they might grow up and realize that they hate how it was, and they might change
it. But how do you change?
You might not. And they're just going to be a generation of horrible parents, maybe.
You can make changes at some point, but how do you change an entirety of growing up antisocial and anxious? That's like something that's so hard to not train out of someone, but like, so hard to turn around and be like the exact opposite, you know?
No, it truly is, because it's you. You know what
I
mean?
That's who you are.
It's like trying to break an addiction. You know what I mean? That's all you know.
So, that's upsetting.
Yeah.
But let's go back to the time stuff real quick.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind, here's the next card, I wouldn't mind living my life backwards, Benjamin Button style. So, starting as an old man and aging in reverse. I'm going to say I would hate that. I think that would be the worst thing I could possibly imagine.
I think up to a certain point, I think it would be cool if, like, let's say I made it. Let's say you aged all the way to 100, right? And then once you hit 100, you went back down.
Right? That would be cool.
I think that'd be cool up to a certain extent. I think it'd be cool to just relive it. I wouldn't want to go all the way back down to being like a little kid. No one's going to take care of you. Once you
get down to like toddler age.
I feel like you can't do that.
Like once you get down to like pre-kindergarten.
Yeah.
That would be horrific. I think because I'm assuming you still have your memories and brain. Could you imagine knowing everything you know and wanting to communicate, but you're in a baby's body, so you're...
That's crazy.
Can't do anything?
No. So that's what I mean. Like, I think I would have to... You'd have to cap it somewhere. Like, getting young to the point of maybe, like, I come back to my 20s after a certain point. And that'd be kind of neat because you're going back to a time when you're a young adult and there's, you learned a lifetime's worth of lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you could reshape yourself. You know what I mean? Like, maybe you'd go back. Like, I think that'd be a pretty neat idea. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I think realistically, I wouldn't want that. That'd almost be like the infinite living infinitely. You know what I mean? And I just don't think that, you know, I think if I went through my life one way, I don't think I'd want it to go in reverse. You know what I mean? And then you just get younger and younger and younger. Because then you're not going to...
At what point? I've never seen Benjamin Button, so if anyone has seen, or I think that was a book, so if whatever. What happens?
Do you eventually
just cease to exist as a child?
That's what, like, I imagine, yeah.
Do you turn back into, like, a sperm and an egg?
Yeah.
How does that end? I guess I just don't understand.
You just split up into a sperm. Like, I don't know. But it must just, at some point, you just cease to exist.
Reverse back into a fetus or something?
And you just fade into existence. Weird. I don't know. But, like, that's a weird thought. It's just not practical. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I would assume you would just die as a baby.
I think so. Yeah. I think you would die at a young age instead. Yeah, you would fade out of existence. Die of young age. I'm shitting my pants for the last time. You went from shitting your pants
that could be for old age or young age.
Oh my god, that's what I mean. Yeah. Well, they say you go out as you come in.
Yep, that's true.
It's true, but it would have its cool parts of going back in time, and then it would also maybe not be that great either. I don't know. You'd be going back in time in a time that time's not going back in time. The world's going to be different. You know what I mean? That's true. Like, that's another thing. You're not really, it's not going to be identical to what it was.
But also, I feel like it might also be weird being a 20-year-old with a lifetime of
120 years
experience and knowledge, because then even though you are that age, other people that age are going to be on a totally different maturity level.
Well, dude, imagine
you're not going to fit in with anyone.
Imagine you only went back in time year after year. So you kept living, but after you had 100, you went back. You would be 180 by the time you were 20. Again,
you'd have 180.
You would have lived nine times the lifetime of those your age if you went back in time.
You would not fit in with anyone because your maturity level would be ridiculously.
It'd
different.
Be just dumb. Yeah, how you would look at life would be completely, drastically different. You know, but
also, just on a completely, like, vain and narcissistic level, I look way better now than I did when I was younger.
This guy is such an asshole.
I would not want to go back to those days.
I would want to go back.
Although, I guess, I could style it differently.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you could go back and have that mentality. I always say if I could go back with the lessons learned and just maybe live life again and see how I do it.
It'd be more stylish, I guess.
I was having this conversation, I think, with Gabby the other day, but at the same time, I think life was how it was supposed to be. You know what I mean? Like, your now would be completely different if we did stuff differently then. But it would be cool to go back and, like, look at things differently. I feel like stuff felt so big in high school, and if I could go back and, like, just know that it's not the end-all be-all, I might live a little bit more. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, I don't know.
I want to take it away with the last. Yep.
The last card, and possibly the least insightful of every conversation we've had.
Awesome. 100. Even more than paper straws?
I think so, because I think that goes a little deeper. Okay. Than. But this one is just $100 is a lot of money.
As a kid, I would say.
I was rolling it. I remember my uncle gave me $100.
As a kid, and I was like, God damn, this is a good day.
What am I going to do with all this money?
You hand me $100 now, I'm like, that's like 1 week of groceries, I guess.
I literally could buy, I'm telling you right now, you go to a grocery store, you buy one thing of Bounty paper towels.
If we're adding in paper towels and toilet paper.
Paper towels, toilet paper, body wash, deodorant. Like, if you just put the essentials of, like, cleanliness and shit in your cart. Not even food. I've had 1 week where I had to get
luckily, that. Luckily, those are things that you don't have to buy every week.
Yeah.
But yeah, assuming this is the week you have to buy that stuff.
Dude, it is like you were hitting $50 in a second. It goes beep, 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 and then it shows like $48. I'm like, I'm gonna shoot myself. I want to put the food back. I'll starve. Thank you. And that I always joke because I'm like, this was $100. You look at your car at the end of the day. I've one time fit close to $100 of shit in one reusable bag. And I'm like, I'm like, what the fuck? And this is why I'm like, and this is why I say, I'm like, I would never want more than two kids. You can't afford it. I don't even like paying to feed myself half the time. You know what I mean? It's just
nowadays it's brutal.
It's excruciating.
And you scan like five items at the grocery store and it's like minimum of like $30.
Yeah. No, it's so true. And it's just like it's you get no bang for your buck anymore. And it's just it's horrific to see.
Christina goes, she does like all the grocery shopping. She's like, you know, a deal hunter. She gets good deals.
She does. Stuff. She tries really hard.
She's really good and really responsible. I don't have
that fucking patience.
Like, we never, we always have
Kyle, would food you have patience here. For
we
that?
Always have snacks. No, hell no.
You would just buy
every
shit.
Every time I go, we go over budget.
Yeah.
We generally spend probably $80 to $100 a week, like $100 max. Mm-hmm. Very rare we go over that in 1 week.
Yeah.
That's usually only 2 to 3 reusable bags these days.
Yeah.
And one of those, like, a cold bag that could fit more in it, but it's just where we put the cold stuff.
Yeah.
So, we're really looking at $100 goes nowhere these days.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Also, remember when video games used to be, like, $50, $60? A new video game these days, $70.
Oh, my God.
$69.99.
Well, wait, what? That's crazy. It used to be $49.99. Then I remember when it went up to $59.99.
Now it's $69.99 for a new game.
Oh my God, buddy.
And then forget it if you want like the deluxe editions or whatever. $100 does not go nearly as far as it did when we were kids.
That's crazy. No, but it is. Well, it doesn't. And I just feel like, but as a kid too, you had so much less responsibility.
Yeah.
So like you could easily just be like, I'm just going to get that because what else do you need that $100 for? But these days it's like you're paying Central Hudson, you're paying your Discover bill, you're paying for rent, you got groceries, and then God forbid you want to treat yourself to something. Car insurance.
Yep.
And then God forbid you want to treat yourself. It's like, you're just like, oh my God, you're inundated.
You know, people got student loans.
Yeah.
Car payment, mortgage, rent. Oh my God. Whatever you got, everyone has bills.
You're throwing everything out the window. Like, that's why, dude, I'm like, thank God for tutoring. Like, I charge $75 an hour, but like, I always think to myself, I'm like, that is so much. That pays for so many things. Especially if I see every kid I tutor, it's like, oh, in 1 week, if I met with every kid I tutor, that's $325 in cash. Mm-hmm. And that literally pays that in 1 week for so many things. You know what I mean? Think of how much that pays for in a week. Think how much that is in a month. If I don't meet with every one of them each week, but in a month, that's over half of my rent.
Yeah.
You know, well,
think about it. Think about this. New York State minimum wage outside of the city, $15 an hour.
Yep.
A 8-hour work day, assuming, you know, you work 8 hours, not counting half-hour lunch. We're assuming you're getting paid for 8 hours. $120.
You work the whole day for...
Think about after tax.
A bag of groceries.
You're working a whole day for $100 if you have a minimum wage job in New York. Given minimum wage was never supposed to be a livable wage.
Yeah. You...
But that's still a lot of time put in for
$100. Yeah, you really do need a lot of... You really do need a decent income to survive today. And especially if you live on your own, like moi, you need a lot of fucking money to live on your own. Mm-hmm. And it's just as like, and I don't even make that much money. I think I do pretty well, but like, I think in retrospect to like today, it never feels like you have enough. You know what
I think that just goes to living in New York State and just the times we live in general now.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're like making bank in New York, you're never going to feel like you're
Loaded.
Yeah.
I really do think, I forget who I was on this conversation. Maybe it was you, Kyle, or maybe it was someone at work, but I think if I were to double my salary, right, then I would have like legitimately nothing to worry about. I would feel like no stress, because if I made double what I made, that would be like literally like my rent would be a quarter of my income after tax, and then like I have that much leftover money would be crazy just sitting around. Mm-hmm. Like, what would I need that for, really? Especially if you don't have a car payment, it's not like your bills are that expensive. Yep. So like if you made like $150,000 as a single person, you'd be just chilling. Like, you just like have so much like extra cash after all your bills, it'd be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you know, I think in retrospect, I think even just making like $100,000 is the new 75. Like they said, 75, mm-hmm. you don't really need much more than that. I think in today's world, if you make at least 100, then I think you really don't need that much more.
Depending on what state you're in.
Depending on what state,
but for us, yeah.
I say for New York, you're probably fine. If you're making 100K and you live modestly,
you're going to be fine.
I'm fine, yeah. Right now, and I'm not making $100,000. You know what I mean? So I look at it like, yep. That.
I mean, yeah. I do well for myself.
Yeah.
Me and Christina have, you know, we're both here.
And you got two of you.
We got two of us. Which is different.
Yeah.
You know, we're never hurting for anything.
Yeah.
It's more of just watching the prices on things continue to go up.
And your paycheck continues to be the same.
Yeah. Well, and then gas. Thank God gas went down a little bit again.
Oh, my God. It's at a good spot. I'm fine paying like a little over three. Yeah. That's fine.
I'm fine with where we're at now. But for a while there, when it was getting up above four again, I was like, We need to stop this.
You really
feel
like they had you by the balls.
Dude, there's places in California that are still at like five something again.
Do you remember they were at seven? Do you remember that? It's like, I'm like, dude, I would have been
at five
not
something.
Working.
I'm like, I will be working from home from now on. I am never
leaving my house.
I will walk. I will buy a bike and bike to work every day.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. So, moral of the story, $100, not a lot of money.
Kind of reminded me I need gas. But at least now when I fill up near the station near my house, it's like $3.03, cheapest gas around. Not bad. And that's like $33 to fill basically the whole tank. I'm like, this is awesome, because I remember a time when it became 50, and I was like, that would hurt my feeling, especially because that came straight off, that rebounded straight off of when it was like $22 to fill your tank, when it went down to like $2.
Oh, gee.
Do you remember that?
I remember that. It's happened like right around December, January of 2021, huh? Hmm. I wonder why.
Well, when the gas went boom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I wonder why that happened.
Hmm. Yeah. Careful who you vote for. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
Oh, here we are.
Yeah. Doing worse than ever. But anyway.
Good old Grandpa Joe.
Yeah. So $100 is not a lot of money.
Like, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't want to lose a $100 bill.
Oh, no, I'd be sad if I lost a $100 bill.
If I did, it wouldn't be the end of the world. Yeah. Like, I was a kid and I lost $100, given you're a kid and, like, it's still, to a kid, it'd be a lot of money.
Yeah, me and Kyle aren't, like millionaires over here, but, yeah, we it's not like we're wiping our ass with $100 bills. We're just saying that it doesn't get you that far.
No.
It really does not get you that far.
No.
So, yeah.
So.
Anyway, so that was a pretty in-depth hot take. Buddy, mm-hmm. I think, right?
Yeah.
A lot of controversial opinions. You may agree or disagree.
If you disagree, you're wrong.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Yeah. We'll still let you be a fan of the podcast.
Still be a fan. Be one of us. Be one of the handful who listen to us religiously. But yeah.
Anyway, make sure you follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcast, Google, wherever you get the podcast. We're on everything. Tell your friends about it. Rate us 5 stars on Spotify. I don't use Apple. I don't know if there's a rating system on there.
God, you're looking at me but like I have Apple. Do, we both use Android.
I don't know. Doesn't Gabby use Apple?
Yeah, she does, but I have to ask her. I don't
ask her if there's a rating system.
Okay, I'll ask. She didn't say she rated us, so I don't know.
But anyway, follow us on Instagram, whatever. You know the drill.
Yeah.
With that said, I've been Q.
I'm A.
And we'll see you
next time. Dude, I'm stiff.